This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a few days ago, we were told that there were chemicals that were found in some of our very common foods, boxed foods, and brands like Cheerios and Quaker Oats were found to possibly have a pesticide linked to reproductive and developmental issues. This is according to a recent peer-reviewed study. And the pesticide was called chlormaquat. Yeah. If you need a name for a new pet, chlormaquat, that could be a good one. It was detected in 80% of people tested in three geographical regions of the United States between 2017 and 2023, and the study was led by Environmental Working Group and published in the Journal of Exposure Science and Environmental Epidemiology. This is being reported by Fox Business News. Now, the researchers said that the concentrations detected in 2023 samples were significantly higher than previous year samples. They said some studies published in the National Library of Medicine linked the chemical to reproductive or developmental issues in animals, and it raises questions about whether it could also harm humans. Now, as you know, the Environmental Working Group is a nonprofit American activist group that specializes in research and advocacy and looks to see if we're consuming things that could have toxic chemicals in them. They look at drinking water. They look at our water pollutants, corporate accountability. And so they've come up with some fascinating studies. In 2018, researchers noted that the EPA had published acceptable food tolerance levels for this chlormaquat chloride in imported oat, wheat, barley, and some animal products. In 2020, allowable levels were then increased for oats, so they loosened things up. Now, the use of this chlormaquat on food crops like wheat, oats, barley, they decrease the stem height of the plants, making them less likely to bend over and, I guess, easier to harvest. This is according to the Environmental Working Group. So along with testing the pesticide in humans, researchers simultaneously studied the levels of chlormaquat in oat and wheat-based products purchased in the U.S. between 2022 and 2023. And they identified detectable levels of chlormaquat in all but two of the 25 products that were oat-based that they tested. Now, they said in certain cases, the concentration was not detectable, while other products showed high prevalence of this chlormaquat. So in May 2023, Environmental Working Group said it detected the chemical in 92% of oat-based foods, including Quaker Oats and Cheerios. Now, PepsiCo, General Mills, these are companies that own these products. We don't have a statement from them, according to Fox Business. But what does this mean? Well, for you to get fake food, and I call it fake when it has preservatives and it's not necessarily grown and eaten fresh from the field, when there's processing to it, right? You know, there's a procedure that happens. And sometimes in order to filter out and clean out, which is something that I think the Biden administration wants to do with water, sometimes when you chemically treat water, you could introduce more chemicals. And you have to be very careful trying to leach out certain things from the food, because if you're trying to use chemicals to do that, you could then make it worse. So the moral is our foods have a bunch of crap on them. Okay. Whether it's happening in the farm, whether it's happening in manufacturing, whether it's happening within the box or the plastic packaging around it. And so we are constantly bombarded with these chemicals. And for those of us that don't live on a farm, we're stuck. We have to be exposed to this. Now, you might think, well, I'm eating fresh. I'm right now eating a salad. I'm having a nice, fresh salad. Are you sure the lettuce wasn't prepackaged? Are you sure the lettuce wasn't rinsed with something to help get all the dirt off of it? Are you sure the pesticides aren't on that lettuce? Now, we don't want insects eating our crops. And so to fight world hunger, we protect our crops. And we protect them with what we think is going to be safe levels. And I know people laugh at the EPA saying these are acceptable levels of a chemical. Because what if you eat a lot of it? What if it's cumulative? What if it sits in your organs and then you eat more the next day or the next day? Does that add up? Do we know everything that chloramphenicol does to our body? Could it be cancerous? But the more we look, I think the less we know. And the more we uncover and a whole new question of, well, what else are in these chemicals? And then also what changes? I think so, there was one study saying if you leave your diet soda in the car and it heats up in the summer, don't drink it because now there's been a heat reaction converting it to formaldehyde. Now, I've tasted old diet soda in the car. It's horrible tasting. So don't drink diet soda. I mean, you'll try to drink water. But how many of us have water bottles, plastic water bottles that are baking in our cars? Now, it's cold now, but once the weather changes, yeah, and the plastic doesn't melt. How do you make plastic that doesn't melt? Well, you need to have a crap load of, I guess, components and chemicals in them. So try to think of ways where you could eliminate some of the chemicals. Now, with our fruits and vegetables, we wash them off, and we wash them off really good. But how do you do that with your oats? Can you wash off your Quaker oats? And you know, some of you, you're pretty religious with your Cheerios or Quaker oats in the morning. Now, and I'm not saying avoid these foods, because it could be in any of our breakfast cereal or breakfast meals. It could be in any of our brand. We don't know. You know, there's only so much the Environmental Working Group could study. But just realize that the less fresh we eat, you know, the more chemicals we're getting in our body. 1-877-DOCTOR. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-9673. 800-228-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So you have been told you need to prioritize sleep. You have to prioritize sleep. If you don't sleep, you could have heart disease. In fact, not getting enough sleep could increase a woman's risk of heart disease by 75%. This makes you wonder how much it's also raising men's risk of heart disease. And I noticed in my practice, or in my training and just over the years, not necessarily my patients. I had my patients pretty well taken care of. They all had cardiologists. They were taking their statins. But, you know, when my father died of a heart attack, it was first thing in the morning. When a friend of mine had a heart attack, early morning. And so I do think a bad night's sleep is a huge risk factor. And, you know, we try to give advice on how to get good sleep. And it's not enough. I get that. You know, we're telling you, okay, well, lower the temperature in your house. Maybe get a comfortable pillow. Having, you know, blackout curtains. You know, there are good suggestions, but I think we have a lot of work to do to be able to figure out why we're struggling when we sleep. I had a little bit of an insomnia problem after my second born. And it was after training, and it's because working 36-hour shifts, being on call, the answering service calling me in the middle of the night, your patient wants cough medicine, your patient wants this. This is in the middle of the night. That I was one of the very few doctors, very first doctors to say, you know what, guys, I'm even open on the weekends. This could wait till the morning, and if it can't wait till the morning, go to an urgent care or ER. Because I am no good to you or anybody else if I'm up all night calling in prescriptions over the phone. When you start to get a big practice like you do, then you're coughing and you want cough medicine. It would wake me up. And as much as I wanted to be there for patients, I wasn't sleeping. So I developed insomnia as a result of almost this traumatic, I would never equate, you know, PTSD and what individuals who have suffered, you know, while on tours of duty in the military and first responders, I would never equate to that. You know, and having been assaulted in my life, I would not call it PTSD. But knowing when you're on call or knowing when you're doing your 36-hour shifts in the hospital that you should never fall too asleep, get too deep asleep, because you're not going to be waking up quick enough, you start to teach yourself to not sleep. You almost talk yourself into, you know, just don't enjoy it, don't get too deep, always have one ear listening. Now, always have one eye open, because you might have to help a patient and you need to be able to help them without being foggy. Now, some of you will say you could have been fine just going to sleep and waking up, but I would have conversations with nurses. If I fell asleep on that 36-hour shift and the nurse called me, I would have conversations with them and I wouldn't even remember what I said. It was almost like sleepwalking. And one time my husband stayed with me in the call room, and he never got to see me because I kept working. But he said that I got into bed, fell asleep. The beeper woke me up, and he heard me tell the person on the other line, I don't flip and know, just call so-and-so. And so-and-so was my superior. Now, the next day, I didn't know that happened, so my superior, right, is giving me big attitude. I'm like, what? He's like, you told the nurses to call me. I go, I never did that. And I'm like, wait a second. Whoa, did I? And then my husband's like, yeah, you did. I was like, no way. Oh, no. So I don't want to give half advice. So I basically told myself to not sleep. Well, you need to retrain yourself, and you need to understand that a lot of our insomnia could be things that we have control over and then things we don't have control over. So what can we control? Well, medications can cause you to have difficulty sleeping. So if you're taking Sudafed or stimulants or Afrin nasal spray or attention deficit medications, those can prevent you sleeping. Your caffeine, your alcohol use. Now, but if you have medical conditions, stress, anxiety, depression, thyroid issue, that could also cause insomnia. For me, when I told my gynecologist, yeah, I feel great, I'm not hot flashing anymore, but I can't sleep. She's like, you're probably in menopause. And I was still having my period. But man, she's like, you're not sleeping because you're in menopause. So those are things you can't always control. You can manage them, but they happen. And what a lot of people don't realize is many individuals with insomnia are in chronic pain. When you wake up and your arm is numb, or your back hurts, or your hip hurts, or your knee is popping, you're not going to get good sleep. If you have arthritis, that's going to bother you in the middle of the night. If you have diabetes and you have to get up to pee. If you have COPD or a respiratory condition. If you have acid reflux. If you have prostate issues and that's causing urinary frequency. If you have diarrhea, neurological conditions like restless leg syndrome. And then, of course, sleep apnea. If you're stopping breathing in your sleep, your body's not going to want you to sleep and your body's going to wake you up. Now, noise could also do it if you're sleeping next to a snorer, the room temperature, pets. So we always recommend to lower the room temperature to an average of 65 degrees. I notice I sleep better when I'm a little cold, but if I'm too cold, I need to cuddle up in my blankie or cuddle up next to Corey and try to warm up. But I can't sleep when it's hot. So try to shoot for like 65 degrees. Shut off artificial lights 1 to 2 hours before going to bed. Now, I like watching TV before I go to bed because I'm not thinking about work. I usually work up to the point where I have to go to bed. I'll see telemedicine patients up to like 10 o'clock at night. And then I'll get into bed and maybe watch some minutia because I don't want to have any bad dreams. I don't want to see like a horror flick or anything like that before I go to bed. But those are artificial lights. And so, you know, understand that if you're watching TV, that can mess with your sleep as well. But shut off the phone, shut off your computer, avoid alcohol. Even if it's earlier in the day, it can mess with your sleep. Address any medical issues that's affecting your sleep, such as thyroid, menopause, bladder issues, diabetes. If you can choose what to incorporate in your diet, at dinner time, maybe include foods rich in tryptophan, fish, nuts, tofu, turkey, eggs, seeds, because those could help you minimize your, or help you sleep. Warm bath. I take a hot shower before I go to bed. That helps me sleep. Cognitive and behavioral therapy, where you're thinking of a happy place. Well, you know, maybe you're on a beach in Hawaii, or maybe you're in Lord of the Rings, and you're riding on the horse with Aragorn, leaving Rivendell to go and have your own romantic life together. You know, whatever you need to think about when you go to sleep. That's just a random hypothetical, by the way. You could use that. Aromatherapy, including lavender, blackout curtains to keep out the light. Exercise daily. Exercise does fantastic to making in terms of making you tired at nighttime. You could use low-volume music. Listen to the blues or classical, things like that. But don't ignore it. You know, they are, our sleep is really important. And the big mistake that people are doing is they're hitting the sleeping aids. They say 4% of U.S. adults in the period of 2005 to 2010 used sleeping aids. I think it's much more. And COVID, I think, messed with us as well. And a lot of people don't admit it. They're like, oh, I don't take any medications. Did you take a Benadryl? Did you take a Tylenol PM, a Unisom? Oh, yeah, maybe I did that. A gummy? People are using gummies to sleep. And so what happens if you become tolerant to them or dependent on them? Tolerant is where they just don't seem to work anymore. Dependent is where you can't sleep without it. And there's been studies. For those people that have to use sleeping medications, they're at higher risk of increased death. I don't think it's because of the sleeping medication as much as I think it's because you have medical conditions or other conditions or habits that prevent you from just going to bed and falling straight to sleep. Another thing that I noticed, too, is, you know, I usually talk to everybody right before I go to bed. Oh, I forgot to call my mom. Or, oh, I need to whatever. Or and so don't talk about work. Don't have a like a plan. I notice that a lot of people have silenced notifications on their phones so that they don't get woken up. And so maybe that's what you have to do, where everybody, you know, is on board with, look, I need to go to sleep. So don't send me a funny meme. You know, don't bring up the in-laws. Just let me go to sleep. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Speaker Mike Johnson trying to make everyone happy, not an easy thing to do. He is getting criticized over his inaction on Ukraine aid. So far, Johnson has managed to delay a quick vote for the Senate aid package because it includes over $60 billion in aid for Ukraine. Parts of California under evacuation warnings due to heavy rain again from that atmospheric river that is hitting the state. Capital One Financial buying Discover Financial Services for an all-stock transaction of $35 billion. Over the weekend, thousands gathered at the Texas megachurch for the first Sunday service following a shooting incident where a woman fired a rifle in the sanctuary. Pastor Joel Osteen presenting it as a special service focused on healing. Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, as a doctor, you can't be naive. And you can't look shocked when somebody tells you something. And I know that many states have legalized forms of marijuana, either for medicinal reasons or recreational reasons. What I didn't know was how many people are using marijuana and the age groups. So when I talk to older individuals in telemedicine, I say, are you taking any medications? No. Do you smoke? No. Oh, but I use gummies. Gummy vitamins? Gummy bears? No. Cannabis gummies. You're 72. Yep. And what do you use them for? Oh, they help me sleep. I feel good. Now, I get it. Now, I was not a child of the 60s, so I guess if there are any 70 or 80-year-olds who were children of the 60s, you know, they probably think cannabis gummies is as amazing as sliced bread. But the cannabis gummy industry has been exploding. As we have been very successful at our anti-inhalational messaging, say stop inhaling vapes, stop inhaling smoke, stop inhaling marijuana, the cannabis industry has pivoted to consumers, to attracting consumers with their gummies. And there's a whole variety of different ones out there, and there are individuals who will use these gummies for a variety of things. As I said, they'll use it for sleep, they'll use it for pain, they'll use it for entertainment. And I'm noticing that many individuals, even senior citizens, are going to the gummies. So then people ask, how safe is it? Now, should my grandma be on gummies? Should my grandfather be taking a gummy a night? Well, we don't have a lot of research because gummies are still relatively new. So I don't know what happens if somebody takes gummies for 10 years. But we do know some things. So one is it's a safer form of, I believe, from a respiratory standpoint, it's safer than smoking weed. We think smoking weed can affect the lungs. You're getting in pesticides. You're getting in other crap into your lungs. And who knows if some of the weed is tainted. And then it could also be a stepping stone to smoking and other inhalants. I think marijuana burns. It's stinky. So cannabis allows you to avoid all that. But where are the cannabis edibles? But where the edibles can be a little dangerous is sometimes they don't kick in for a while. So you take one and you're like, I feel nothing. And then you're like, well, I need another one or I need another one. Looks like it was too low. And you don't understand that if you're used to smoking marijuana, okay, your respiratory tree, you'll feel it a little quicker because you have that blood barrier next to the lungs, the diffusion that happens. And so the cannabis will get into your bloodstream quicker. But when you eat a gummy, it's in your stomach for a couple hours. Well, I don't want to say a couple hours. As it's digesting, and then it has to go down the esophagus, into the stomach, into the intestine, and then be absorbed. I'm hearing that some gummies don't peak until 3 hours. Well, again, because the average food sits in your stomach for 2 hours. Now, mind you, people can still absorb it. You know, it takes 2 hours for the stomach overall to complete its part of the digestive process, but you could still have things flowing into the small intestine and then getting absorbed. But unfortunately, you have people that underestimate what they took because they don't feel it right away. There was also a case study where a 70-some-year-old man, let me see if I can pull this up. Hold on a sec. There we go. The Canadian Journal of Cardiology published a case report on a 70-year-old man who had a heart attack after ingesting a cannabis lollipop. We have found that older adults could experience cognitive impairment, risk of falls, heart arrhythmias, and it could also interact with their current medications. So here we are panicking that kids are getting access to it, and we're completely forgetting that our baby boomers and older individuals are Gen X's are using them as well. That movie Wolf of Wall Street with Leonardo DiCaprio, that scene, I wish I could just every time I have to talk about medications and dose dependent reactions and levels, I wish I could show you that one scene where they're taking these Quaaludes. And they might have been expired or old, and they're like, nothing's happening. Well, then let's take more. And then the character, Leonardo DiCaprio, was playing, narrates where apparently it has a delayed effect, and they almost overdosed. And one of the characters, Jonah Hill, almost chokes to death. And so that's very true. That was pretty realistic. where you don't think you're getting hit with it, and then all of a sudden it comes later. And I know people want to try it. It is intriguing. They look sugary. They look tasty. We just spoke about insomnia and how people are using these gummies to help themselves sleep. I just can't say that you're in the clear. I can't say that it's not going to be a problem. If we have studies showing that it could affect somebody's cognition. Now, and I'm not saying Biden's on it, but I know some of you are thinking maybe that's what's going on. Maybe Biden is taking cannabis gummies. We don't know. We need studies. We also need people being honest. A lot of people don't want to admit because they think, oh, it's bad. If it's legal in your city, in your state, and a doctor is trying to get some information out of you, please be honest, because we physicians need to know what you're doing. We need to know what you're on. And we also need to educate you on levels and blood levels, because if you drive under the influence and these medications stay in your system longer than you think, you might get a little buzz, go, okay, I'm going to hop in the car, and here you are at peak level, and now you get pulled over. So we've legalized an industry that has exploded faster than we could get the infrastructure. And another issue that we are lacking in the infrastructure is consistent levels of what you think you have. These packages have to say how much THC versus how much cannabis. And sometimes in the production of these candies, it might not be throughout. Have you ever made Jell-O with fruit and you see where the fruit fell? And you're like, wait a second, this piece of Jell-O has no fruit, but this other piece of Jell-O has three pieces. In gelatinous food, there could be that probability of certain amounts of the pharmaceutical you're hoping to get shifts. So you take a half one, you just don't have the consistency. And I don't think a lot of people understand what a percentage of THC means or a percentage of cannabis. Now, I know that the higher the THC, the more goofy you could be, the more euphoria, but there's sativa, there's indica, there's hybrids, there's a whole variety of different strains. And some people think that they know everything about it, and then all of a sudden somebody else says, well, yeah, this is a banana brand or a whatever they call it. There's a Pineapple Express or whatever. So cannabis will not affect everybody the exact same way, and we need more studies. And even though I support people not inhaling smoke, nicotine, tobacco, pot, we have a huge, huge market, and we have vulnerable populations going to these gummies. Another problem I have with the gummies is kids will think they're candy. They look like Sour Patch candies. They look just like candy. That's why every Halloween we have to warn everybody to be careful that these kids might be eating marijuana edibles. Side effects could be paranoia, heart issues, cognitive issues, vomiting. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALY. So the migrant crisis is not letting up, and I am really, really nervous about the health of some of these individuals and babies being trekked across mountains. I don't know if you've seen the recent video footage, but there's a, it looks like a fun trail in terms of exercise. It's pretty steep, pretty technical, but you have people coming in to this country illegally, bringing infants and young kids down this treacherous trail. And Fox News showed video of them going down a mountainside into rural Southern California. And it is at Jacumba, California. And I think it's about an hour east of San Diego. And they found, I think, over 100 migrants that were trying to get into California from Mexico, caught on drone cameras. It was a pretty steep mountain range. And the migrants apparently climbed up the mountain from the Mexican side. And so now they're, if Texas is putting up razor wire and, you know, trying to put up more of a boundary, or because Biden had stopped the wall, they're now taking other dangerous paths to try to get into this country. And I know it's not an easy topic. You know, me being a daughter of an immigrant, I am so grateful that America finally, it took 20 years, but they finally allowed my family to come to America. And then later my father was able to meet my mom and have me. So I'm a first generation American on my father's side. And I'm very grateful for that. But my father and his family followed the process. They learned the language, they took the test, they did the citizenship classes and became citizens. So I'm mixed in terms of us. I want us to be a country that allows people who are persecuted elsewhere to have freedom and to live. But we have to do it methodically, and we cannot be the landing pad for all of the world. The country's not big enough. And as you see, we're starting to lose the freedoms that we have bragged about for decades and centuries, where our homeless population is rising, of both citizens and migrants. Migrants apparently are going to be getting money from New York City. Think Mayor Eric Adams has promised to give them, let me get this story for you all, cash. There are these debit cards, which we spoke about, where they could use at bodegas. And but New York City has a contract with a bank, I believe it's a New Jersey-based bank, to give debit cards to asylum seekers that could cost about $10,000 per migrant. This is a pilot program that would start with 500 families. They're staying at the Roosevelt Hotel Migrant Shelter. Now, I thought the Roosevelt Hotel was pretty fancy. And it would cost $52 million. They think it's going to save money by allowing migrants to buy their own food and baby supplies, which officials will save them $600,000 per month and $7.2 million annually. Now, according to Daily Mail, the contract's fine print leaves the option for the program to become an open-ended multi-billion dollar deal. This has been reported by New York Post. They said the $53 million is not the total cost. Rather, it's only the fee that Mobility Capital Finance will receive for its services. This is a contract they've made. City Hall has actually given itself the flexibility to disperse at least $2.5 billion on the prepaid debit cards. So migrants are hearing this now, or there's some messaging where, look, you know, it's still better than where you live now. Get to America while you can, and then hide if there's a new president that will deport you. And that's not a proper immigration plan. It's not a proper immigration protocol. I mean, we ran out of baby formula. There was a big recall. I think this was last year. So Americans couldn't feed their babies. We didn't have enough formula. Formula was being hoarded. Women were trying to figure out how to start breastfeeding again. And then Representative Kamak saw that there were cases and cases of formula at the border for the migrants. Now, mind you, any baby, I don't care what nationality they are, I want these babies fed. But we become less free. We become less rich. We become less of what we're promising or bragging about if we don't control the number of individuals coming in and come up with a methodical plan. You know, are there jobs that we could give them so they immediately start working and then pay taxes? You know, how do you make these, how do you, you know, turn a situation around where you can actually support them? How do you make this a self-sufficient process? Well, that's what happened in Ellis Island. They're like, look, if you're coming here, then you better have proof that you have a job, or you have proof that you have a family that's going to sponsor you so we don't have to pay for you. And so maybe now that we do have so many government entitled programs, maybe we have a, you know, if you work, you'll get a temporary work visa. It'll protect you, you know, in terms of being deported. You will work. You'll pay taxes. Enroll your child into schools. Your taxes will help pay for that. And you will become a citizen of America after you learn the language and take the test. I mean, you know, that is a process that's supposed to be in place. But we have too many people coming in that's not happening that way. And I think a lot of individuals are saying, I don't want to be on the books. I'd rather make money under the table. This way I could lay low. Nobody will ask me for my citizenship. I don't have to now show ID when I vote. And I could vote, you know, for people who won't, you know, necessarily try to have me go back to my country because I came here illegally. And so it's kind of a mess. And I think the average Republican and Democrat want to be America, the country that does have a place of refuge for people who need it. But we have Ukrainians looking, you know, that need refuge. Afghanistanis. We have people that are leaving Israel because of the last Hamas massacre. You have people leaving Gaza. You have people leaving all these countries, and you have Chinese nationals. Oh, I had students. I know many people who are from China. But how do we know some of these individuals aren't Xi Jinping or the republics of China's spies or individuals who are going to infiltrate, you know, some of our very, you know, intricate and vulnerable infrastructure? And we can't be paranoid, and we shouldn't be paranoid if we do the proper vetting. If you're going to come into this country, there is a huge vetting that happens, a medical vetting, a political vetting, a background vetting. Now, mind you, there can be individuals whose families are held hostage, so they're told to come here and then do exactly what, you know, the hostages say. If not, the family back home will be hurt, and they themselves might have a completely clean record. But those are things that our Border Patrol and our Office of Homeland Security, which is what the title is, Homeland Security, is supposed to vet out and filter. So I worry because our hospitals are overrun. As we talked about yesterday, rural hospitals, I think 40% in fear of closing because they're just not bringing money in. People are not paying their bills. And when you have individuals using our services that can't pay their bills, that can't pay taxes, the money runs out. And so you see these cities struggle, and nobody wants to say what needs to be said. We need a wall. We need better border security. 1-877-DOC-LA.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.